At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Ray, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
I would like to go with Seriously?
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, 23-year-old woman in Utah, she was arrested after she allegedly tried to strangle her roommate last week during a, quote, argument. Now, police say the woman followed the victim as she ran to her room. She pushed through the closed bedroom door, made her fall to the ground, grabbed her by the hair and neck, and strangled her to the point where she could not breathe for 5 seconds, and for good measure, she also kicked her. Now, it doesn't sound like the roommate suffered any serious injuries, but there's no update on her condition. The attacker was charged with aggravated assault and aggravated burglary. Now, the question is, what led to all this? What was their argument about? Was it dirty dishes, stolen food, late rent, or flirted with the other's boyfriend? So, dirty dishes, stolen food, late rent, or flirting with the boyfriend.
Man, I got my answer, but what does everybody else think?
Where was it again?
Utah.
Utah somewhere.
Ah, man.
You know what? Ray, I think this is stolen food.
Okay.
That always used to burn me up. I got one thing left to eat, and now it's gone.
We're all broke.
Yes.
This is mine,
but you
man.
You knew that was mine.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only time I really, like... Burris smacked me once for stealing chocolate-covered strawberries.
But didn't he have like for a date?
He did.
Yeah.
But I'm going with dirty dishes.
Dirty dishes.
Yeah, they're in the sink. This guy's, somebody's pissed.
I think that she flirted with her boyfriend, man.
Okay.
It's almost like, you know, stealing your food.
What was this over?
Almost.
Dirty dishes, stolen food, late rent, or flirting with a boyfriend? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Category is seriously. On my profile, this woman in Utah was arrested after she tried to strangle her roommate. She was actually charged on the offense. The question is, why was she mad at a roommate?
Mm-hmm.
Was it dirty dishes, stolen food, late rent, or flirting with her boyfriend?
And Ray, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles and Montgomery. You went for the food, and you're right, man. That is something to get you mad, but it was not that. And the Ted Smith. You went with dirty dishes. You are correct.
Nice job.
Sorry about that, Ray.
Victory.
Victory.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert,
Stephen,
or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted, or is it late night?
It's right there, the title. These guys have teams of talented writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Health snacks loved by young people, shockingly linked to the risk of sudden strokes and heart attacks. The snack in question, it's cocaine.
The Ted Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
That's a good one. I like that.
A zebra that's been lost in Tennessee for the last week was finally found and flown back to its owners. The video is pretty funny. You can even hear the video or the pilot in the video say it's a zebra in a bag. A zebra in a bag, or as they called at Arby's, the number three.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Fallon.
A zebra that had been lost in Tennessee for the past week was finally found and flown back to its owner. This is real. Take a look.
There's a zebra in a bag.
Zebra in a bag, or as they call it at Arby's, the number three.
Zebra in a bag. Tom Cruise was awarded a Guinness World Record while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, after completing 6 burning parachute jumps. It was the only way they could get him to stop doing it.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
That's Seth.
Tom Cruise was awarded a Guinness World Record while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, after completing 16 burning parachute jumps. It was the only way they could get him to stop doing it.
Now, one more.
I got it in me.
Gosh.
Lululemon is preparing to raise prices after Trump's tariffs. As a result, Lululemon stock is sagging, but thankfully they can give it a lift to make it look amazing.
Fallon.
Colbert.
That's Fallon.
Lululemon is preparing to raise prices after Trump's tariffs.
Ooh.
Yep. As a result, Lululemon stock is sagging, but thankfully they can give it a lift to make it look amazing.
I knew that was the angle with the word sagging on
there.
It's like, there's nothing with Lululemon that's sagging.
I mean, credit to Lululemon. I know a lot of men who are always like, actually, these are Lululemon. And I'm like, well,
they're awesome.
Cheated. People swear by them.
I have sweatpants. I have t-shirts. It's all good stuff.
Wait, do they make dude stuff or do dude snatch?
No, they do.
They make
it. I had no idea. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It's like Uggs.
It's really good quality, right?
No, I believe it, man.
Really good quality.
I would always defend Uggs, but people think of Uggs as just that one boot.
Ugly boot.
And it's like, no, they're just like I wore them for years. They're just black boots, but like they were Uggs and they were that comfortable.
I mean, I wear tennis shoes by Uggs all the time. They're great.
Really?
Oh yeah. I don't have them on today, but I'll wear them tomorrow. You can see them.
Okay.
Crocs are next, everyone.
I've already got Croc loafers.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Kids live for Crocs. I mean, it was like the only
Crocs
shoe.
Are, yeah, everybody loves Crocs.
They're huge.
Man. I have a buddy. His son was like, we got to get them, but he doesn't wear, he only wears them around the house.
And he doesn't want to leave the house in them.
Correct. And, he yeah. still, and his son would be like, and he's like, I not in the Crocs.
Now, see, my wife used to have the same thing, right? She did not buy Crocs for herself, but she's like, they are the ugliest shoe. We both just agree they're ugly. Kids absolutely love these things. Well, as it turns out, they now all wear roughly the same size shoe.
All right.
So I don't remember where we were going over the weekend, but I realized, like, you're wearing Crocs. Not only wearing Crocs, so, they're not even yours.
It's just what people think of you when they see them. It's not the fact that they're not comfortable. Because you go to Florida, people don't care. They don't care what they're wearing.
No. I don't think anybody's going to argue they're not comfortable.
I would rather be caught pumping gas without a shirt on than wearing Crocs. Because that's a weird look. Like, what is this guy doing, right?
And how often are people, just the standard Croc, how often are people washing those things?
Never.
They I would just need to wash them more than they are.
They need to wash them more, but yeah, because of their material, they can go outside and get hosed.
Yeah. All right, because I'm like, they got to get funky if you're not wearing socks.
And kids are in their teens.
So here's the other thing, too, is like everybody wears Crocs, but like there is still some times. Like I was watching that show about building stadium security in Cleveland, and this one guy is giving this security guard a real hard time as they're kicking him out. And then he says something else, so the security guard can't help himself. He's like, and don't forget to flip him back up in 4x2 mode or sport mode, dude. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Took him down some.
That's right.
A Croc hit.
But, you know, Thrill has said it for years. I still remember the first people I just remember wearing them were cooks, right?
Yeah. Nurses, cooks, anyone who's on their feet all day.
And has to slide off shoes fast.
Correct.
If necessary. Some,
but, and also, when anything's a work uniform, you let it go. Like UPS, all right? None of you guys want to wear brown. We know that. Right. That's no one's go-to color, but we accept it because you work for UPS.
Right, and like, I get it, right? I'll make it in front of Crocs, but I love Air Maxes, but once I bought a pair of Hokas, I was like, they are so comfortable.
I mean, mailmen wear safari hats. I still don't understand.
Right, exactly. We let it go.
All right, so we all know about different famous houses and this and that, so... Again, you two have not watched Breaking Bad?
I have not watched Breaking Bad.
Okay,
boys.
I am telling you, watch it.
Greatest show ever.
And that first season gets a hold of you so quickly.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
It's like The Wire. I have watched this whole series twice, because once I got back into it, I was like, I got to finish it.
Like, Steve, you remember when you started watching The Boys, and you were like, I don't know about this one. Within the first 10 minutes, it had you hooked.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Really?
Same thing.
Okay, that's a big save.
It's,
right,
it's not a dude holding his girlfriend's hands, but...
I understand it won't be similar.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you get into it pretty quickly. Obviously, the house that they threw the pizza on.
Yeah.
Now, again, this was the house they used for all of the external everything else. People still go. Well, the lady that owns it down in Albuquerque, she is not fan-friendly at all. There was an influencer. He spent a day with her. And, here's a little audio of her just spraying people and telling them to back up.
Like me, because I'm not a Jack Mormon.
Yeah, get him, Joanne. Get him, Joanne.
Joanne.
Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just click snap. One picture, then you go.
So here's the issue, is that she's telling people to stay across the street. But technically, that sidewalk in front of her house is public.
It is.
Correct. It's fenced in. So I'm kind of leaning towards more like, I don't know, lady. Like, you're almost making it worse.
Right.
I would think so.
Now well, the problem is someone's going to throw a pizza on top of the roof. Mm-hmm. More than likely, if you check 50% of the cars.
That's why I think she fenced it in, because people had been doing
it. They were,
So that was a big
issue.
Even
if it's a frozen DiGiorno. Right. You know, it's the same thing.
Right.
My biggest influence still to this day with that scene is the pizza just looks so good.
It is. Right? Also, fun Bryan Cranston fact, one take.
One take?
One take. He just hooked that thing up there.
Now, to her credit, she she put it back on the market in January for $4 million. Nobody has bought it. I was saying it's kind of like the Goonie house for years ran into this issue, but then a couple finally bought it who likes the movies and gets in there and are like...
And invited people to
right, they're
enjoy
like,
it.
Go
which
ahead.
Really made the people in that cul-de-sac not happy.
Yes, and then all the
they
other neighbors
like, are pissed. Oh, no. There's nowhere to turn around. It's at the top
I've never
of the
been
hill.
Down there. All right.
Yeah, you can't get back around. So it's a dead-end street where you have to, you have to turn around in someone's driveway to get out of there. So it's just like it's always a log jam. So it would be one thing to park at the bottom of the hill, maybe walk up, take a picture from the sidewalk or whatever. They're going up, pulling right in front of it, turning around, U-turn,
I just don't know what the answer is. It's like, I get her point, but also it's like, if I was in Albuquerque, like, look, I've been to University of Oregon, right? The frat house they used for Animal House. It's just the outside, but yeah. I certainly went over to that frat house and took a picture in front of it.
It's like the Exorcist stairs.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been there. And they're just a set of stairs, but in the end, these were in the Exorcist.
Also, right? If you want to, even if they did not tell people what town this was in, where it was, this house is just someplace in a remote location. You'll never find it. We'll never have this problem again. Someone will find the home.
Okay, yeah, don't challenge people.
Yeah, it's just,
Do not challenge people.
Like anything else. People will, it'll be like a treasure hunt.
But wait, how long has this woman lived in the house? It'd be one thing if she's been there for 30 years. She's like, look, I let them use this for the
She's had it like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
like,
she
then
bought
you
it.
Knew.
Right.
You know.
And
it's like people that buy the house near the airport and bitch about the noise. Like, man, they didn't build the airport after you bought
and
the
while,
house.
And while I understand being excited about, oh, this is the Breaking Bad house, I would also say, can we as fans like kind of lower our excitement just a little bit? It's not like the house came to life like freaking Bumblebee of Transformers.
No, but
it was something
look.
That he threw a pizza on top of, so it's like, that's the house. Then you move on. There's literally nothing more to the house.
But 98% of people, that would be our response.
Yeah,
right. My parents are in New Mexico, so if they said, hey, that's the house, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Right. But the 2% of people that just have to throw a pizza on top of the house, right, they're the ones that make everyone look bad. I really don't think it's the overwhelming majority of people. I just think, but that small two, look, if I owned a house,
ruined it for the rest of us,
and
it.
Only 2% of people that walked to my house that were pizza on my roof, I'd be pissed, because right now I'm at 0%, and
exactly.
I like that, you know what I mean?
You don't have to jump up there every couple months to get a damn pizza off your roof.
Well, and look, you're not wrong, right? For instance,
actually, the crows in my neighborhood would love that.
Oh, yeah.
I talk about, I like that movie Alpha Dog, right?
Yeah.
Now, it took place in Orange County. I did not realize this till they filmed it. Till I was down there, they filmed a lot of it in Palm Springs. So there's a huge important scene. We drove by the hotel. We didn't have to drive, or a motel. It's an old school motel. We could have, but we didn't drive in and have to go look at the door number. My buddy was like, "That's," and I was like, "No way, that's
cool.
Dope."
But it is weird.
Move along.
What high school did they use locally for? Was
it 10
things I hate about
your stadium high school. Yeah.
Okay, so every once in a while, someone will text in about it. In that movie, it has legs, right? It's still something, but nobody cares. They're like, "Oh, I went to this high school,
right?"
And that's where they did this movie. And they're like, "Cool, it's a badge of honor," but I never hear of people going. It's right down the road.
Yeah. Because again,
but people aren't going in droves to stare at this
high school. Well, and it wasn't Stadium High School Musical. Like, you just look at it like and move on.
Right.
And they do a good job. I know a few times a year they open it up and like are like,
oh, really?
Like the movie.
Here you go.
Yeah. Come on.
It's kind of
that might be the smart move, even like for Albuquerque lady. Like, look, man, I know you don't want to do this. Maybe 3 times a year.
Nah, right? Hose them down.
Your neighbors will hate it, you know, because everyone's going. But just get it done.
If you get a chance, watch Singles. If you haven't seen that in a while, because the shots of Seattle, you're like, where is this?
Mm-hmm.
This is not there anymore. The view's not there
There's
anymore.
A building here
where,
now.
What in the hell? Where's all the techies?
Well, I was going to say, for that woman, too, like, maybe just post some hours. Because you figure most of this has got to be on a weekend on a Saturday.
I would think
so. And, like, if there was people taking pictures of my house, I wouldn't like it. But I'd be like, all right. But after 6 p.m., then we're going to have issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. Then release the dogs.
That's right.
So get 3 Rottweilers, just problem solved.
Well, and like you were saying about the Goonie house, the neighbors would probably appreciate that as well, because I don't own the Breaking Bad house. I'm near the Breaking Bad house, but now there's always doggone traffic when I'm trying to get into my home that is just on a neighborhood street.
Also, Astoria holds an annual Goonies convention. Where 10 to 15,000 people come to town.
Good God.
Guess where they want to go.
Uh-huh.
That's where they want to go.
Park down the street, damn it.
Yeah.
Go to the Safeway.
There's not even enough hotel rooms. Sells out.
I did meet a lot of people that when Twilight was the big thing, a lot of people started heading to Forge.
Oh, yeah.
100% of them disappointed.
Yes, there's nothing
like,
out there.
Everyone would come back and they're like, dude, I went there because of Twilight. I'm like, I get it. And I'm like, what is it like? They're like, it's awful.
The vampires went to a remote location that's dark a lot, okay? It's not much.
Like, right, and remember, she had never been. She just knew it got the most rain in the country, statistically.
So she basically just Googled it and said
that. Right, she just looked at it, and it does look spooky. Again, I had a house on the Salduck River. I was with a girl. I was in the hot tub alone. And just, you look at all that moss and spookiness, and I was like, I'm getting scared.
Is there ever a positive connotation to saying something looks spooky if that's not your goal? Like, it's cool if you say, hey, this vampire movie takes place in a spooky place. You go, makes sense. But, like, if it's not a vampire movie and, like, your town just looks spooky, man.
Mission Impossible takes place in this nice spooky area over here.
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah. I mean, look, once
your house looks spooky.
Once you make something spooky in everybody's heads, it is. I'm sure most lakes in upstate New York are great.
But after Friday the 13th, now they're spooky.
Yes!
All right.
I'm going to start describing people's kids that way. Right? Because people, your baby's so cute. Well, that baby looks spooky.
You got a spooky child.
You got some baseball on tonight. But other than that, kind of quiet. NHL and NBA finals are off. College World Series doesn't start for a couple days. But you got some MLB out there. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room. Your chips are going to beg to be dipped Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from our friends at San Juan Salsa Company. Just look for it in the refrigerated section of your local grocer. Fire roasted tomatoes bring the sweet, the heat, and the smoke for an awesome combination of delicious. All the details at KISW.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Dip responsibly.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman eluding police attempts to hide by jumping into somebody's swimming pool. Meanwhile, a Swiss man breaks a world record for 2 hours, keeping it cool. Kentucky man releases raccoon into a business, which promptly bites a person inside. Mm-hmm. In Tennessee, a vehicle tries to cross the train tracks with a person who already died. And a Pennsylvania town urges you to fill all of their holes. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. Odd story in Kentucky. Police were called to a local business on reports of a man causing a disturbance. Not much is known as to why he would do such a thing, but the man allegedly released a raccoon into the establishment, allowing it to run amok all the way through the business and even bite one of the people inside. He made his escape and was later tracked down by authorities who caught him driving down the road. He initially refused to stop for officers and then neglected to cooperate once stopped, refusing to roll down his window or exit the vehicle. Side note, always a great idea.
Yeah.
So greater force was required and he was arrested. He should face trial soon. A raccoon.
Would you rather live in a house where people throw pizza on the roof or be in a store where someone releases a raccoon that bites you?
Let me take the raccoon that bites me.
Yeah, one of the people got bitten.
I know.
So you got to be the... Otherwise, you were just in a store with the raccoon.
You know what? I think I would take the raccoon bite. I don't think that they have rabies a whole lot, but I feel like that's a story. Like, dude, I was, you know, in the TJ Maxx and the doggone raccoon bit me. This dude just came in there and just set it amongst everybody.
It's a ridgeway, you know.
That's right. I couldn't take the pizza. In other news, a county in Pennsylvania is making headlines for their attempts to repair the local roads. We all hate potholes, and they all seem to take forever to get fixed, but this county in Pennsylvania is giving local residents a resource. They've launched an initiative that provides a point of contact for residents that have a pothole in their area that needs fixing. They want to do a better job with repairing the roads in an expeditious manner and promise to have most, if not all, projects handled within a 48-hour period of the initial report, though they also admit that an influx of reports and resource materials may also slow the process. But the reason that they're making the headlines, especially mine, is the name that they've chosen for and are advertising with this initiative that they call Fill My Hole.
Also a brothel.
They have to know what they're doing.
They do.
Okay,
I think they know and they go, look, this will work.
Yes.
When everyone's done laughing, they're actually going to call us. Like, right. This will work.
Are we at that point in our society that we're trying to that we're actually laxing a little bit? Things are getting a little more tongue-in-cheek.
It depends where you are, right? Because when they first did, the light rail here, the South Lake Union trolley, the trolley.
The slut. Yep.
The slut. And everyone started calling it the slut. And I can't remember the mayor at the time, right? Big fathead guy. He was like, no, we can't do
Nichols.
This. Nichols, right. And it's like, bro, listen, calling it the slut. You don't know what to call it the slut. We understand that it's not actually called the slut, but for a point of reference. And they started making money with the I Rode the Slut t-shirt.
Right.
Like, why do you care? It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
The slut.
Because that's why.
Yeah, well, I mean, it spelt it out.
Right.
You guys came
you
up with the name.
In Memphis, a limo driver for a local funeral home seems to be drumming up some new business. He was driving a family to a funeral when he collided with a train passing through. Given the difference in size and the weight between the two vehicles, the carnage was pretty terrifying, and the incident injured 6 adults and an infant in the process. The driver was cited, as were the two drivers and a motorcycle that were escorting the limo. The story goes that in spite of the light being red and the railroad warnings being active, the escorts continued to wave the limo through the crossing just in time for the train to barrel into the car.
Jesus, man.
I don't get it, but it sent it careening down the tracks, coming to a stop by hitting a nearby tree. While the injuries were serious, nobody was killed.
The motorcycle escort people waved them on.
Yeah, they did.
They come on through.
You know, the train is like 1,000 feet away.
By the way, a limo's long.
Yes.
You got to get the whole thing across.
Golly. To Massachusetts, where police chases have awkward endings. Officer spotted a car around 8 in the morning and was reported to as wanted by a neighboring police department. The officers gave chase and the driver refused to stop, taking officers on a high-speed pursuit down the freeway. The chase came to an end after the driver exited the freeway, circled a neighborhood for some time before stopping in front of a house, running to the backyard, and jumping into their pool. Because that's how you evade officers. It was at that time that officers were able to move in and arrest the driver.
My God, we can never get him.
My God.
He's in the water. Deep end.
Damn it. Our only weakness. They're like the Black Knight, just sitting there like, come on, damn it. Get out of here.
Great escape plan, brother.
Yeah. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Switzerland, where a man showed that that the body is capable of incredible things. Being a competitive power lifter, he constantly looks for ways to challenge himself and found one in the way of a world record that he thought was very doable. The longest time spent in direct, full-body contact with snow.
Like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Exactly.
All right.
What shocked him most is that the record hadn't breached the two-hour mark.
Where was it at?
1 hour, 47 minutes, and 2 seconds, something like that.
That's plenty.
Yeah, that's all the time you need. But also, not gonna lie, I'm kind of with him, like, really? Nobody's beating 2 hours in this thing?
That does seem a little wild, right?
It kind of does, but then also I think once someone says you've broken the record, like, I'm cool with wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
Because I am buried in snow.
Because there's the thing. So, sorry, I lost my spot in the story here. He did break the record. He got it by, like, 2 hours and 7 seconds.
Okay.
So you're exactly right. That as soon as he broke 2 hours, he's like, get me the hell out of here.
It took 7 seconds to get his ass out.
Exactly. But the thing that bothered him most was not the temperature. It wasn't how cold the snow was. It was the discomfort of the snow being packed on top of him and basically encasing him
just
in there.
Just the weight, yeah.
Yeah, he said that, you know, as things start to melt, as they will, you know, you're still warm inside of there. So you get, like, this ice pick that's in the back, in the middle of your back. Right. It's like, you can't adjust because you've got all this weight on top of you as well. So that was the big problem.
Well, I don't feel bad because you volunteered to be buried in snow for 2 hours. Sucks. You're not wrong, but damn.
That's why I haven't done it.
Right.
Men's Room Sports, we saw the first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Piggy Plumbing yesterday morning. And in case you missed it, all of our social media pages and discussed earlier, we had a case of a hole-in-one, which happened to be on the Heckle Hole featuring Steve the Thrill Hill and the Ted Smith. Our contestant stood atop the toilet that was provided for trick shots on the hole and managed to drive one straight into the hole itself. Happy to say that we do have video evidence of the shot and the reaction from all in attendance that witnessed the hole-in-one, as well as when we retrieved his ball.
And one of the best sports moments I've ever seen in my life.
That was fantastic.
I've never seen one on a golf course.
No. That was unreal.
And major credit to Ted. I was chatting it up with our buddy Sage over there. Then he was like, Mike, get a video of this real quick. The dude's standing up there on the toilet. I was like, hang on, I'll be right there.
I was like, stop. Hang on. Right. We just wanted the video because nobody at this point had tried to hit a golf ball off the toilet.
Right.
So he was the
first guy to do it.
And then he cracks a damn hole in one.
He's like, can I stand on it? Like, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Do it, man. As far as we're going to watch tonight, the Mariners are still in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. Game 2 of the series, in which the Mariners are trailing, is tonight over en route. As far as your weather, partly cloudy skies are going to bring temperatures down to the mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, we are expecting partly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-70s. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.